right ear.
And a man who hasn't shaved in a couple of days will have a
beard.
And then this part
lip.
To talk with, or the whole.
The lip and mouth, huh?
And then
what teeth.
You chew with. And what the teeth are in. I mean, if you have all your teeth out, then you have what here?
You mean false teeth?
Yeah. And then what is the ridge here with the teeth are fastened to or in?
That's gums.
And this part of the hand.
Palm.
And then if you double up your hand like
this.
Fist. And if you have more than one.
Two fists.
And this part of the finger that bends.
Knuckle.
Yeah. Or then there's also another term you might use for it, I don't know.
Drawing?
Yeah. I was going to give another example. And then this part of your
breast.
He beat his
chest.
And these
shoulders.
And if you if this big fellow with big muscles, you say, "My, he must be
stout."
And you say maybe for a person who really gets around a lot and moves real fast, well, she's
pretty lively.
Mm-hmm. And suppose the little boy doesn't want to go into his bedroom at night without the light on. His mother asked him why, and he said, "Because I'm
afraid of the dark."
And his mother would say, "Well, that's funny." He said, she knows that this had just started. A week ago he wasn't afraid of the dark. She would say, Why are you afraid now?
You wasn't afraid last week.
Or that if she wanted to get across the idea that he never had been afraid before this time, she'd say what? Well, if she, suppose we put it this way. This person at one time was afraid of the dark, but then later on he's not afraid. And mother says, "Well, he," referring to this time,
mm-hmm.
back here, he
used to
and then
be afraid of the dark.
If it's the other way around and using the same word, how would you say?
He used to not be afraid of the dark.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to
express
these things. If a person has all sorts of strange habits and he's known around the community as a character, well, you'd say he's a little bit what?
Stupid or a bomb or?
Yeah.
Wild.
Well, either that he's not violent or anything, but he just has some very strange ways, and so can you think of another word? Is he just a little bit?
Well, I always we say he's just a little bit off.
Well, I was just trying to get. Well, I think.
What word are you trying to get?
I was trying to get the word odd.
Odd,
you ever
yeah.
Use that as,
yes.
Mm-hmm, just a little bit odd. Would you ever say he's a little bit queer? Just,
yes, I'd say that too. Can't think of him enough.
And suppose you're trying to get somebody to do something and he just refuses to do it, and you say, oh, don't be so
stubborn.
And suppose a person has his feelings hurt quite easily, and so you say he's awfully, what might you use to describe it?
He's awfully easy hurt, or I guess it could be another word, but I can't think of it.
You say help yourself, or
yeah, help yourself. That's very common.
Or you say take out or take some or help yourself.
Well, help yourself would be the more ordinary term, or yourself.
And if you were the company and you had enough, you didn't.